Magellan determined, while abnormally large for space dust, the object didn't pose a direct threat, as it wasn't on an intercept course. Curiously, it wasn't on any course at all. Out of tens of millions of particles Magellan had spotted, projected, and vaporized, she'd never observed one that wasn't moving. You didn't end up in the void between stars without inertia. It just wasn't possible. Because she was an exploration vessel, her software possessed a certain baseline curiosity, and the paradox of the object ate at her processors. However, her ability to make command-level decisions was deliberately limited to the protection of her crew while they were incapacitated. Since the object didn't pose a danger to crew safety, her programming didn't permit a course alteration. If she wanted more than the meager data she could acquire in a 200 million kilometer flyby, she'd need to wake the captain. Safely waking from cryosleep was a 2-hour ordeal. As the body slowly warmed, neurons fired with the vigor of an asthmatic 4x400 relay team. Imagine the pricking needles sensation felt when an arm falls asleep and map it over one's entire body. If that weren't enough, the sluggish metabolism of cryo caused a buildup of the same toxins that result from a 3-day bender. This marked Allison Ridgway's 60-second cycle. As her consciousness stirred, Allison drew on the considerable experience she'd acquired in college to deal with the worst hangover imaginable. She kept her eyes closed until they stopped lying to her, placed one foot on the ground to anchor her sense of balance, then grabbed the pod's hydration tube and sucked down as much fluid as she could stomach. After an eternity, Allison sat up and pondered how to use her feet. Something was missing. Maggie? Yes, Captain Ridgway, answered a soothing voice that sounded suspiciously like her mother. Why don't I have a soul-crushing headache? I don't know, Captain, but I can probably synthesize a compound to approximate the effects. Allison smiled. It was tough knowing if Maggie, as she liked to call the ship, was still naive, or if she had developed a dry sense of humor. She suspected the latter. How long have I been out?
3 weeks, 2 days, 7...
3 weeks? She asked. Crews woke for 1 week per year to keep their minds fresh. They'd gone through the cycle less than a month ago. We just crossed the 30. We won't reach Solanus B for 8 months.
That's correct, Captain. However, I require your judgment.
You mean you require my authorization to indulge your judgment? The Magellan reflected on this for a moment and decided there was no reason to lie.
Yes, Captain. Please join me on the bridge.
I'm not dressed.
You're the only person awake.
I'm freezing and covered in cryosnot, Maggie.
Yes, of course. I await your arrival on the bridge once you're more comfortable.
It's all right. You're in a hurry. I get it. Allison staggered along the wall toward the showers. The hot water rinsed away the cold, viscous fluid clinging to her body, which felt and smelled like used fryer oil. She was glad not to wake with the headache, for once. Allison put her hair in a towel and walked to her locker. She retrieved a plush, embarrassingly expensive pink bathrobe with matching kitten slippers. It was a small luxury she afforded herself, and she sank into the depths of its soft warmth. She moved to the replicator and finished her waking-slash-hangover routine with an order of hot coffee with double cream, 2 sugars, and a grape popsicle, which it produced in seconds. The replicator was an amazing...